Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'd like to talk about the most important appliance you have in your house.
Toilet. Yeah, toilet. Commode.
You know, I have those new ones that they don't swirl. They just straight down. Yep.
You do?
Sucks them right straight.
You do not.
Yeah, I do. And then if you...
All of yours are?
Uh-huh. Two of them. And then on the handle, if I can, I can do a short flush. But if I hold the handle down, it does like the long... Big flush.
Dietarily, what's going on with a person who needs
a big flush?
I mean, I don't know if dietarily is a word, but...
It applies here.
It definitely, like... So you found the need, you were like...
I need one of them powerful...
I've spent a lot of time with the snake thing and the plunger. What you got in there that'll just go whoosh?
Exactly, and that's what
Ga-boom.
I got. It's pretty loud.
So we don't want to know the details of your toilet or how many BTUs it can... How strong of a...
3.5.
I feel like BTUs is the wrong
toilet. Yeah, that's not even close to a toilet.
Isn't that butane something? Isn't
I'm
that
not
BTUs?
Telling you.
You don't know. God. Let's give you an example of what we'd like to
toilet.
Talk to you about toilets. There was a dude on a flight from Orlando to Grand Rapids. He got drunk, and then he stole the demonstration life vest.
Oh, right out of the overhead bin there?
Yeah,
oh,
they always have it out that, like in the very front, huh?
It is. All of them contained in there.
You date a flight attendant, now you think you know everything about it. It's like, well, it's fabulous. You didn't date everything up there, and then that seat up there is called the jump seat. You know, we
there,
all know
there's
that.
There's a seat belt in there, and there's a...
It's only a little bit part of it.
That's a swirl flush, you can tell.
Can I go off on another tangent? I've probably already said this before, but like, in the world we live in today, to get onto an aircraft... You have to have either gone online or had somebody go find you a ticket. You had to master a credit card or come up with the cash. You had to do that. You had to get yourself to the airport. You had to pack a bag. Maybe you didn't bring any bag, but you had to get yourself to the airport. You had to have the savvy to have enough identification to get through stuff.
That's true.
You had to get through security, so you had to know, follow instructions, get your laptop out of the bag, take your shoes off and stuff. How the hell do you not know how to buckle a seatbelt?
Well,
why is that still part of it?
Yeah.
It's like, you can tell us about where the exits are and stuff, super important, but it's like, do they stop and go, all right, everybody, so first, in, out. I'm teaching you how to breathe, because you might have forgotten the basic life skills. You know how to breathe, and you know how to put on an effing seatbelt. Take that out of the safety. No, to buckle you, click it in. No. Oh my God, I almost cussed.
Yeah. Dude, everything you said, trust me, every flight attendant wants to do what you just did.
We know how to buckle. I went through 37 websites to compare prices to get this ticket. I can... I got it. Point to the exits and tell me...
Yeah, they do that to cover their butt.
I guess. But why do they? Why is that still a thing? Because somebody said, "Well, I got bumped because no one told me I'm doing a seatbelt." Well, you got on the plane, so you should know.
And you used your seatbelt while driving to the airport, so you got it. No, that's a very good observation.
I'm sorry.
I think you need a hug or a flush. courtesy flush.
It's just one of those things that when you're listening to the pre-flight.
Yep.
It takes like 2 minutes for that part. Low and tight across your mid. It's like, no kidding. God. The anger starts to get... It's bad, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, back to this dude. No word on if he stole the seatbelt demonstrator, but he did steal the life vest demonstrator and tried to flush it. He's drunk and tried to flush it down the toilet in the Allegiant Air flight.
Enough said.
Yeah, you know why? Because the Allegiant doesn't have the BTUs that I do in my house. Allegiant, he just goes... It's like the Hannibal guy eating the fava beans in the liver. But my toilet's like, whoosh.
Is that the official tagline of Allegiant Airways?
Our toilets go like this.
If it's not their tagline, it should be.
It really should. I think so.
Allegiant Arizona, I'm their new marketing director.
Oh, no.
Gotta bounce, guys. Have fun doing the toilet topic. The man, I don't know, nobody knows what he's trying to do with his prank.
That's just weird.
But
blue juice.
Yeah, he tried to flush it. This is a story we talked about a long time ago. And by the way, we want your fun toilet stories, if you're still paying attention.
Well.
Or your really great imitations of the pre-flight demo from flight attendants, because I've ruined the show once again.
Well.
It's my bad. Anyway, this woman, this is one of the weirdest toilet stories I've ever heard.
This one hurts.
She sat on her boyfriend's toilet for 2 years.
2 years straight.
Her skin had grown around the seat.
Yeah, it's just not that little red ring anymore. No, this is grafted.
How does your...
Yeah, it just grew right into her
butt. Medically, how does that happen?
Because
we've learned that your skin replaces itself, but does it replace itself on the other side of an inanimate object?
That's a good question.
I don't understand how it happened, but they eventually, the police and sheriffs and firefighters had to come in, and they had to, like... take the whole seat off.
With her,
still
yeah.
Still attached, and they had to surgically remove the seat from her.
Oh, ow, that would, what? But it's Allegiant, so.
That wasn't Allegiant.
Oh,
that was just a woman in a,
okay.
She didn't sit on a toilet. We've done 47 flights. That bathroom's been full. We've been flying back and forth.
She's crafted.
You know, when our toilets flush, they go. We couldn't tell if she had done yet. That was a courtesy flusher.
Right.
A Chinese man was hospitalized after the airport toilet collapsed when he stood and squatted on it.
The airport's toilet?
Yeah, he was in the airport. And he figured was underneath it was germ-ridden.
Oh, so he was sitting and then...
He did this. He,
oh, the hover.
Instead of doing the hover, he did his feet up on it, I think.
Oh,
like he was standing up on it and doing the... He was really working the quads. Oh, my God. P.S. I'm going to go on my fifth tangent of this whole thing. We all got to go to... I'm going to say the name of a restaurant. We all got to go to Sushi Sasa. They put in the...
I'm sure they appreciate you raving about... Any part of their business you could rave about.
Yeah, their sushi's awful.
But...
No, their sushi's great. You go in... Like, I walked in. I didn't know they'd reinstalled all the things because I'm like a camel. I never have to pee. I walk in and you open the door and it's like... He goes... It starts opening up,
oh,
and
the
there's
lid?
Like a blue light on it, and the flush controls are on the wall, and there's like
what?
40 different things to choose from. You can warm the seat. You can do, there's like, you can just push buttons and things are like, what? You hit the triple foam, and it's like,
oh, nice. The best smelling.
I don't think there's triple foam, but there should
be. Yes.
I want triple foam. I want a bidet of triple foam.
Like a car wash.
Because there's something, I go through the car wash, I'm like, I know my car's clean. Can I just get triple foam?
Exactly. Here.
I
That's
want that
all
smell of like, I want it on my buttocks.
And this is that sushi sauce.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they're one of the places that have like, you go to either side. They don't have a men's and a women's. It's just like you go in and like.
Oh, no.
Which is only one person in there at a time. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I always get confused.
Yeah, anyway, it's like landing the space shuttle. It's awesome.
Dude, it's got
in fact,
light.
I'm probably going to stop there on my way home and just pee. Water main broke and none of the toilets worked in Philadelphia Airport.
Oh,
and I've told this before, and I'll just briefly tell it. We had friends who owned a wine bar. They don't anymore. They brought all their employees over, and everybody's drinking. And one of the guys went in, he's drinking a bottle of wine, tried to pee, dropped it, cracked the toilet, and was too afraid to tell them. So it just, I mean, he just let the house just like flooded.
Oh, no.
Because it broke the toilet, and there's just, now there's, he's like, I don't want to tell him I cracked this great bottle of wine. But it was like, dude, but you broke their toilet, and water
is going
everywhere.
That's why they lost the wine store.
Yeah, they lost everything. They moved to go make wine. It's okay.
I thought it was from the toilet.
All right, let's keep this going with other people's toilet
okay.
stories, shall we? If you've had a run-in with a toilet, tell us all about it. Ray?
Yay.
Turlets.
My toilet's in a huge house, and...
What? Well, sorry, my toilet was too loud. There was the whooshy one. What happened?
Oh, my parents' house, they have it's a huge house, and they got several toilets. There's about 8 bathrooms. On one of the bathrooms, it flushes counterclockwise, and on the other ones, they flush clockwise.
I thought that was a hemisphere thing that couldn't happen, but I've read that that's an urban legend,
the Coriolis effect, that on the southern hemisphere, it goes one direction.
It's really weird. It's almost like there's a vortex in my parents' house, but that it's weird that it happened at my parents' house. I even filmed it.
That's unsettling. Is that the least used toilet? Is the opposite swirling one in the...
Because people are afraid of it?
Right, it's just different. It's
I don't understand this toy. Which way do you think it goes normally? Here, it normally goes...
Well, clockwise, I think northern hemisphere and supposedly southern hemisphere. But then I found out it's just how the manufacturer, the toilet manufacturer...
Because they put a woozier in there,
yes,
or something.
So they direct which way it goes.
They do.
That's what I was told.
That's kind of weird, because, well, weird stuff happens to my parents' house anyways.
Oh, like ghost stuff, and you think maybe the ghosts are controlling the direction of the poo? Hey, well, I'll get this toilet. That's really weird, Ray. Thank you for the call. What's the name of the effect?
Coriolis effect. I forgot his first name. His last name is Coriolis. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to wait until you come up with his name.
No,
we're all waiting, Steve. We got other toilet stories, but now we're waiting with bated breath on Coriolis' first name.
It's like you're Otto Goddard number guy. Whatever.
Here's my deal.
What?
I'm just trying to make you responsible for torpedoing the show as hard as I have.
Well,
because nobody is going to take it as far off track as I have
but
today.
That's the fun part.
It's not the fun part.
It is for
I
me.
Have guilt. Candace.
Yay.
Toilet.
Okay, so in high school, my best friend's toilet always used to clog up on me. And even to this day, like 15 years later, I still go over to her parents' house and refuse to go because last time I went, it clogged up again.
What?
Well, a couple things. You and Steve need to see the same dietitian.
Well, we got big up.
We're hefty is what we like to call it. Is it even on a number one, it clogs?
Yeah, it didn't matter what it was, and I was the only person, because every time her dad had to go in there and unclog it, he's all, damn it, Candace, I told you to quit going to the restroom in my house. You always break my toilet.
That is bizarre. It's out for you. It's like an evil entity.
It is.
I refuse. I will leave and go to another friend's house when I go visit Texas. I'm like, I'm not doing it anymore.
Wait, I made a new friend so I could use their toilet. Yes.
Hey, I'm just going to hang out at your house just to poop and pee, if that's all right. She's actually my better friend, so that's weird. Thank you, Candace.
That is weird.
Toilet is taking a weird turn for us.
It really is.
Krissa.
Yay.
Yay.
Toilet.
So my in-laws went out of town on vacation, and the toilet on the third floor cracked. And 4 days later, the neighbor across the street noticed water coming out the front door.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
It flooded all the way to the basement. I mean, they had their house completely redone because of it. There wasn't a dry spot in the house.
My God.
And you were on watch? You were house sitting?
Oh.
No, we weren't on house sitting. We were on watch after it flooded. We had to go and pull everything out of the house, had to have people come in.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just don't come back from vacation.
I know.
You know what? Have it. I'm going to stay in Jamaica. Slacker and Steve.